Now time for the locker room check one last time with Frankfort Girls with basketball coach Brian Ebert after a pair of wins from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with the game that went over our airwaves this past Friday against Washington County. Coach, you guys started down 5-0, but then you guys proceeded then to go on a 21-4 run, and then it was just kind of rocket ship from there.
Yeah, I felt like maybe they came out a little more aggressive and ready to play than we did, but you know, after a minute or so, we kind of realized that, hey, we can play with this group, and maybe part of that was, you know, they beat us once before, so we were maybe a little apprehensive on, you know, can we get over the top against this team? And, you know, I thought once our girls got rolling, it was, you know, kind of a snowball effect.
Yeah, it certainly was, and as we've talked about in the past, Sydney was not there for that first meeting in the TDL tournament, which you guys lost as the they were the 10 seed, you guys were the 2 seed. But Sydney played great in this game. She had 6 points in the second quarter, 12 for the game. Your thoughts on the way she played?
Yeah, I thought, you know, she does a lot of things for us, but I thought she stepped up and was pretty physical against they're a pretty physical team, in my opinion. So the physicality and just the inside presence, whether it's a rebounding or a shot. So, you know, just those things really help us as far as, you know, inside type of game. That's one thing she really brings and helps us with.
Yeah, she certainly does. And then you guys followed it up with a win on the road, 38-29 at Lynn, a very good Lynn team. Your thoughts on this low-scoring bout?
Well, I thought our defense was really good. You know, we may not shot the ball as well as we'd like, but I thought defensively we maybe even over the last month, I feel like our defense has really stepped up. The intensity that we need night in and night out, I thought it's really been there for us. But, you know, you're right. Lynn's a very, very good team. They have shooters. They have size. They're physical, big, strong girls inside. So it was a tough test, and I thought our girls really stepped up to it, especially in the second half.
They certainly did. Now you guys take on a Blue Valley team here in the sub-state quarterfinals, a team that you guys have beaten twice already this season. You guys have beaten 10 times in a row dating back to 2015. I don't mean to jinx you, but you guys have certainly played well against the Rams. Your thoughts on your keys to success coming up in this game on Thursday?
Well, I mean, I think it's this postseason, obviously, the things that you need to do is obviously play well. That's no matter what aspect of the game. But just prepare yourself ready to play at all times. And, you know, just keep doing what you've been doing. Don't change a whole lot. Just keep doing what you're doing. And that's our game plan, is, you know, keep playing like we've been playing. It's been working, so why do we feel like we need to change it?
Absolutely. And one last question for you, Coach. As you take a look at the sub-state bracket, what are some things that really jump out to you?
You know, obviously, if we were to win Thursday, I'm probably going to run in, I would guess, Clyde. I don't know if Washington, I think they probably could give them a test. You know, and it's just, you know, to me, it's pretty open. We just got to, like I said, play our game and do what we need to do. I don't know if I'd say anything jumps out at us. Just, we got to take care of our own business.
Absolutely. Coach, great stuff as always. Really appreciate you joining us here today and throughout the season as well. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you.
That was Frankfort Girls Head Basketball Coach Brian Ebert here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort. Don't go anywhere. We talk to Ben Steinlogge, the boys basketball coach from Frankfort High School, coming up after this.